one thing about me, I'll let those bridges burn. Burning bridges. One thing about me, once those bridges are burned, they will burn. I will not even care to mend the burnt bridges. Can never be me. Hey, wagwan, wasafu. Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. My name is Awina Awiti, the host of this amazing podcast, and this is episode 168. Episode 168. How are you feeling? Are you feeling Gucci? Bruh, I'm recording this at 5:30 a.m. So excuse the cocks. Okay. That didn't count, right? But excuse the cocks crowing, right? Yeah, it's 5:30 a.m. It's me and my weird recording hours against the world. Anyway, today we're talking about ego death. This is a very delicate topic for me. I was actually contemplating, should I do this topic? Should I talk about this topic? Because it's a difficult topic, honestly. Because it kind of disputes my beliefs in a weird way. But also, it makes sense. So we're talking about ego death, the painful but beautiful process of losing who you thought you were so you can become who you were always meant to be. But before we talk about ego death, let's talk about the ego itself. When people hear the word ego, they often think of someone who's arrogant or full of themselves. Yani mtoko na kiburi. Actually, a disclaimer, I used to find ego kind of attractive. Yani kuna venye ukiwa na kiburi, like I used to think like that mtu akiwa na kiburi, I used to think that when you're egocentric, that means you know who you are. Like, of course you know who you are, but sometimes you can be full of yourself. You can be full of the idea of yourself. Yeah, you can be full of the idea of yourself and not really reconciling with who you are, with your true self. That's what I'm trying to say. So when you hear the word ego, people often think of someone who's arrogant or full of themselves, but that's only one side of it. Your ego is the identity you've built over the years. It's the story you tell yourself about who you are. Maybe it's your job title, it's your relationship status, your achievements, especially your achievements, or the compliments people have always given you, the labels you've accepted. You're the funny friend. I'm the smartest. I'm the smartest in my family. I'm the most funniest person. I have a good heart. People love me. I'm the successful one. Yeah, these identities can give us direction, but sometimes they become cages because once we believe we have to be a certain person, we stop allowing ourselves to grow beyond that version. And that is where ego death comes in. Because ego death isn't about becoming someone with no personality. It's actually about letting go of identities that no longer fit. It's realizing that, actually, I don't really enjoy, I don't actually enjoy this career. I don't actually enjoy this job. I don't actually love this job. Actually, I don't love having these people around me. Actually, I've been living to make everyone else proud. I've spent years chasing validation. I've confused being busy with being fulfilled. And it's terrifying. It's terrifying. When you come to this realization, it's so terrifying. Because the ego, our ego loves certainty. It wants familiarity. It wants control. So when life starts changing, the ego panics. It whispers, go back to what's familiar. Even if what's familiar is making you miserable. So, welcome to class. Class is in session. We are burying our ego on this episode. And if I'm honest, I think I've experienced ego death more than once. When I say I've lived more lives than a cat, bruh. I have experienced ego death more than once. There have been moments where I thought I had my life figured out. I knew exactly who I was. Then life changed. Dreams shifted. People left. Doors closed. And suddenly, I wasn't the same person anymore. And I feel like for you to have an ego death, it has to be triggered by something. Ego death have to be triggered by something. And for mine, it was triggered by betrayal mostly. Okay. Have we defined ego death? Okay, first, what is ego death? So ego death is the breakdown of the version of yourself you've outgrown. It's the painful process of letting go of identities, expectations, and beliefs that no longer serve you. It's not about losing who you are. It's about uncovering who you are beneath the conditioning. So for me, what triggered my ego death was something that happened years ago. I was betrayed. I suffered betrayal from a very close family member. Actually, there were two close family members that actually betrayed me beyond my imagination. I was like, bruh, so this person can do me this, daddy? This person that I've known almost my entire life? It was the biggest betrayal of my life, honestly, from a family member. It was actually from an extended family member, not my immediate family member. But it was an extended family member that I considered my immediate family member. You know, cousins that you consider siblings? Yeah. It was that. So that was an ego death that happened. So that betrayal, like, it literally opened my eyes. It literally opened my eyes. I was like, so if this person that I considered my sister could do this to me, a whole me, then who am I? Then what is life? It really humbled me. So ego death can humble you. Like, some things can humble you until you're like, yeah. Okay, before we get into the nitty-gritties, I think there's two sides. There's two sides to the story, and there's two sides on how to look at ego and ego death. Because I feel like your ego can never really die. My ego can never really die, because ego and realism can actually coexist. Because I'll know that I'm not everyone's cup of tea. People will humble me. Not everyone will like me. So you have to approach it carefully. You have to approach it carefully, because at the end of the day, you have to know your worth. You have to know who you are. You have to know what you bring to the table, blah, blah, blah. You have to know your value. You have to be so self-aware. You have to be, because ego death now involves you letting go of the things, the people that don't serve you. You letting go of the idea of yourself that doesn't serve you. But now, realism can also exist. I'm like, okay, this happened to me, but that doesn't mean I'm a bad person. For example, I've told you that the first ego death that happened to me was years ago. When was it? 2022, when I was betrayed by a close family member, someone I actually considered my sister. So when that happened, and actually don't talk till date, I cut ties. One thing about me, I'll let those bridges burn. Burning bridges. One thing about me, once those bridges are burned, they will burn. I will not even care to mend the burnt bridges. Can never be me. Once I've cut you off, there's no looking back. So this happened, and then it got me thinking, so what if this person, this close family member, this person I actually considered my sister, could do me bad like this? Then what type of person does that make me? But I had to come back to realism. I had to be realistic and say, okay, that was their issue. That was their own choice. That was their own choice. It has nothing to do with me. So ego actually cannot die literally, because actually you need ego to survive. So it's like a two-way thing. It's two ways. It's not black and white. It's more grayish. It's like a gray area, because ego can't die. You need ego to survive and to be successful, but you also have to be humble enough to control the ego. Now that's the definition of ego death. You have to be humble enough to control your ego. You can't just move through life being full of yourself, having no idea of what's around you, having no idea of what you're doing, how it's hurting others, or what other people are doing and how it's impacting you. So you have to be humble enough to control the ego, because there's no successful person who wasn't egotistical. If you're asking me, according to me, ego isn't a negative trait like society makes it to be. Like I said, I actually find ego attractive. I kind of find ego attractive. Yani kuna venye mtu akwaga na kiburi kiasi inaniubamba, because it's like, okay, this person. Sometimes it's good to be full of yourself. It's good to be full of yourself, because out here people will try to humble you, bro. Especially people who feel like you don't know who you are, you don't know who you're doing, or people who are scared of your potential. There's some people, by the way, do you know that people see your potential before you see it in yourself? People actually see your potential before you see it in yourself. So people will try to humble you out here, and you have to sometimes be full of yourself so that people can't humble you. Some people will try and humble you and try and make you think like you don't know what you're doing, you're not the best at what you're doing. So ego isn't a negative trait like society makes it to be. You just have to be humble enough to control your ego. So that's where ego death comes in. What are the signs? So what are the signs that you're experiencing ego death? You might be going through ego death if you feel lost. You're questioning everything. You're outgrowing friendships. Oh my God. Heavy on outgrowing friendships and losing jobs, bro. I remember I lost my first job. The first job I got when immediately I finished university, my radio job. That was actually the first job I got. I worked at a radio station back in Kisumu. And I lost that job after like, how long did I work? Almost a year, actually, after exactly a year, because I started working in June and I lost the job in June the next year. So after a year, I lost that job. And that was actually the second ego death that happened to me. That was in 20, when I cleared school, 2022. Bruh, that was the first ego death That was the second ego death that happened to me. Like, I lost my job. I cried. I've never cried like that. I cried that day when I got the news that I lost my job, because it was the first job. It was my first job, and it was actually the first job that I had ever lost. So I was thinking, I had this all these doubts, like what was happening, like why I was depressed. I actually went into deep depression after losing that job, because I was questioning myself. I was questioning everything. I was like, how did I come to losing this job, bruh? And the worst part is, I lost this job and I was an intern. I wasn't even like, they weren't even paying me so much. I started actually working as an unpaid intern. I was unpaid for like almost 8 months. They started paying me the last like 5 months, 4 months. So I was thinking, you people are not even paying me enough. You people are paying me peanuts. You are overworking me, and I have lost, and you're still firing me. So I'm like, I'm doing these people a favor, man. And where do they get the guts to fire me? So I was like questioning everything. Like, okay, maybe I'm not good at this job. Maybe, okay, a lot was happening. And I think that situation, it helped me believe that I don't have to let every situation define me and stay overly hurt or attached to a situation. So I had to let go. I had to let go. And that was an ego death. So ego death also means not letting every situation define you. When something happens to you, don't let that define you. Don't be all in your head. Like, oh my God, don't question yourself. Like, why is this happening? Don't stay overly hurt. It's good to be hurt. It's good to be hurt. It's good to be in your feelings. It's good to feel your emotions. It's good to feel the hurt. But don't stay overly hurt or attached to a situation. Accept it and move on. Once you let go of your ego, the quicker you can move on. It can hurt, but don't let it carry on. Because life can be very humbling, man. Life will humble you. I love what people say nowadays. No one is above the program. No one is above the program, literally. When I look at how things are happening out here, how people are breaking up. We haven't even gotten to relationships and heartbreak. That is another thing that causes ego death. Heartbreaks will humble you, bro. Hey, relationships will humble you. You'll think like, I'm all that. Don't come to me. I'm all that. I deserve. And then you meet this person over here. And then you meet, I was about to say, and then you meet this nigga. I was about to say that word nigga. But then I'm watching a certain show. And apparently, it's apparently non-black people are not supposed to say the word nigger. Did you know that? That if you're not black, you're not supposed to say the word nigger. Okay, that is, I don't know. Okay, niggas, it's an American word. Black people, I don't know, it's a black people thing, I don't know. So non-black people are actually not supposed to say nigger. It's wrong, it's offensive, it's actually very offensive. I was watching that show and that's what I realized. Actually, black people find it very offensive if non-black people say the word nigger. So I don't know if I'm supposed to be saying it because I'm African. Are Africans black? Do we consider ourselves black? I need to have that. We need to have that conversation. Actually, don't know. So can I add, do Africans identify as black? Because honestly, let me say this. As I know I'm disintegrating from the conversation a bit, but wait a minute. Let's talk about this. Are Africans considered to be black? If you're listening to this and you're African, do you consider yourself to be black? Or just African? Because for me, I consider myself African. I consider myself African. I don't think I can identify myself as black. Am I making sense? That's just me. Because once you're an African and you start identifying yourself as black, that's where racism comes in. That's where racism comes in. Now that's where colorism comes in. That's just my opinion. Anyway, that's a topic for another day. Today, we're killing our egos. Today, so heartbreaks, bro. Hey, let me tell you. Okay, I had my first heartbreak. Okay, my first and only heartbreak. I had my first heartbreak in 2020. Oh, the first boy I ever fell in love with. And the first boy that ever broke my heart. And actually, I was having this conversation with my friend the other day, and I just came to realize that, oh my God, I actually have never been in love since that heartbreak. I have never actually been truly, truly, like deeply, truly in love since that heartbreak. And that was 2020, so that's 6 years ago. So 6 years I've not been in love. Hi. God, I've suffered. I have suffered. So heartbreaks, relationships, that is another thing that can bring you back to reality really fast. It can cause like an ego death, because growth isn't just about gaining new things. Sometimes growth asks you to grieve old dreams, grieve old relationships, grieve old habits, grieve old friendships. And it's another thing also, friendships are losing friends has humbled my ego, bro, because I've lost some people that I've lost some friends that I thought would be friends for entire life, and then something happens and then we don't even talk anymore. It reaches a point that I have to block your number, you have to block me, we have to delete each other's contact. Oh, let's talk about friendship heartbreaks. They're more painful than relationships, bro. They're more painful than relationships. And they bring you back to reality. You're thinking, okay, damn. So ego death equals accepting reality. You're like, okay, maybe we weren't meant to be friends forever. And actually, another thing I learned is that some friendships aren't meant to last a lifetime. Some friendships are meant to be seasonal. Maybe we're meant to be friends at this specific time. You're meant to serve a specific purpose in my life at that specific time. So ego death equals accepting reality. You just have to come to terms with, okay, yeah. So some friendships aren't meant to last a lifetime. So ego death equals accepting reality. Because don't think you're too special in people's lives. Hey, they will humble you. Don't ever think you're too special in people's lives. Do not ever lie to yourself like that. Do not ever lie to yourself like that. Ever since I was betrayed by those family members, and it was actually people from my dad's side. This was someone I considered, they're two people I considered like my sisters, they're my cousins. I considered them my sisters. They betrayed me. And then another betrayal was from it's always the dad's side, man. People from the dad's side. What's wrong with you people? What's wrong? So I have actually I was betrayed by also my cousins, people I considered my brothers. They were older than me. Those are people I grew up with. They're like underlinear. And then yeah, it was a mess. I can't even give them airtime because fuck them. So yeah, that happened. That situation, all those things happening, they brought me back to factory settings. Like, they brought me back to reality. Like, yeah, don't think you're too special in people's lives. Or people don't even fuck you like that. People don't even think of you like that. You have all this idea in your head. People don't really think of you like that. Like I said, people will try to humble you. Hey, people out here will try to humble you. So I've gone through multiple ego deaths. And I think all were completely necessary for my personal growth. They were completely necessary. Even you who's listening, I know you're starting to think, okay, this person, this happened, things happened in your life, and like, and you didn't even know that was ego death. You didn't even know. Now you're getting the pattern. Now you're getting the vibe. So ego death is completely necessary for your personal growth. Don't be afraid to be humbled. Sorry to say that. That's true. Don't be afraid to be humbled. It's the universe telling you to stop and recalibrate. Yeah, the universe is telling you, stop. Wait. This person is not serving you. Stop. It's time for you to readjust. It's time for you to go back to the drawing board. These people, they're not serving you. Maybe you're about to step into a different phase in your life, and the universe is just telling you, let go of these people. Let go of all these old versions of yourself. Let go of these old habits. Let go of these old relationships. Let go of these old dreams. It's time for you to step into a new era. So ego deaths are necessary for personal growth. Ego deaths are necessary for personal growth. So after all is said and done, we are not meant to kill our ego. We are meant to sit with it, understand it, control it, because your ego is part of you. It serves a purpose. And the beautiful thing about ego death is what comes after. You stop shrinking yourself to make other people comfortable. You become less interested in proving yourself and more interested in knowing yourself. You begin making decisions because they feel aligned, not because they'll impress someone. Your peace becomes louder than your fear. And honestly, that's one of the most freeing places you can arrive at.